Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. And welcome back to She Thrives. You know that feeling, right? When you're on the verge of something amazing, a new project, a big opportunity, maybe even just stepping outside your comfort zone, but fear and doubt creep in like uninvited guests and start whispering those nasty little lies in your ear. You're not good enough, they say. What if you fail? It's too risky. Sound familiar? Well, get ready to kick those doubts to the curb because today we're talking about overcoming fear and doubt, and trust me, it's a game changer. Ever felt like your dreams are just out of reach, held back by these invisible walls of fear? You know that feeling when you want to scream yes to life, but instead find yourself stuck in analysis paralysis? We've all been there. But the good news is, fear and doubt aren't your bosses, they're just pesky roommates that can be evicted with the right tools. Today, I'm sharing 5 key takeaways to help you demolish those walls and step into your power. Number 1. Acknowledge your fears. Don't try to ignore them or pretend they don't exist. Give those little voices a name, face them head on, and say, hey, I see you there, but I'm not letting you run the show. Remember, acknowledging your fears is the first step to conquering them. It's like shining the light on a dark corner. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so scary anymore, right? Number 2. Reframe those negative thoughts. Our brains are wired for negativity biases, like our built-in alarm system, always looking for potential threats. But what if we could rewire that system? Instead of thinking, what if I fail, try asking yourself, what if I succeed? Imagine the possibilities. Think of your fears as stepping stones, not roadblocks. Every obstacle you overcome builds resilience and confidence. Number 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of yours, big or small, and remind yourself of them regularly. When doubt creeps in, turn to that list and say, I've got this. I'm capable. Number 4. Take action, even if it's small. Sometimes the hardest part is just getting started. But remember, progress over perfection. Take a small step towards your goal each day, even if it's just 5 minutes of focused work or a simple conversation with someone who can support you. And lastly, number 5. Celebrate your wins. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how big or small. Give yourself credit for the courage it took to face your fears and take action. Remember, every victory is a stepping stone on your journey to success. Think about the time you wanted to try something new, maybe join a dance class, start a blog, or ask someone out on a date. The fear holds you back. Now imagine yourself doing those things, embracing the challenge, and ultimately feeling proud of yourself for stepping outside your comfort zone. That's the power of overcoming fear. Let's talk about an example. Imagine Sarah, who dreamed of becoming a writer but was terrified to share her work with anyone. She told herself she wasn't good enough, that people would laugh at her, and that it was too risky to put herself out there. But one day, Sarah decided to take action. She joined a writing group where she could get constructive feedback in a supportive environment. At first, it was scary. Her heart raced every time she read her work aloud. But with each meeting, she gained confidence. She learned from other writers, discovered new strengths, and realized that sharing her vulnerability made her more authentic and relatable. Soon, Sarah was writing more than ever before, embracing the joy of expressing herself through words. Her story reminds us that even the smallest steps can lead to incredible transformations. By facing our fears head-on and taking action, we unlock our true potential and create a life filled with purpose and meaning. So remember, you are stronger than your fear. You have the power to write your story, step into your greatness, and thrive in every area of your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to overcome a fear that's been holding you back? Share it with me on social media using #SheThrivesPodcast. Let's inspire each other and keep those doubts at bay. Until next time, remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.